Cut This Fuck, John Gruden's Emails Reveal Strong Criticism of Colin Kaepernick. By Jacob Bliss on October 15, 2021. An email exchange uncovered during the investigation into the Washington football team's workplace misconduct allegations shows former Raiders head coach John Gruden and former Washington football team executive Bruce Allen criticizing Colin Kaepernick for kneeling during the national anthem. "They suspend people for taking amino acids, they should cut this FK," Gruden wrote in an email to Allen, according to Yahoo Sports. Allen responded, "I've expressed my outrage." Kaepernick began kneeling for the national anthem before games in the 2016 season to protest police brutality and racial injustice. On January 1, 2017, Kaepernick lost his final game against Seattle. Since then, no team has offered the former NFL player a contract to play. AP photo / Ted S. Warren. Kaepernick has reportedly started training again 5 to 6 days a week, waking up at 5 a.m. fantasizing about his chances to get a call for a team. He wants to be prepared to take a team to a Super Bowl again. Gruden resigned from his position after many of his past emails revealed exchanges containing racist, misogynistic, and anti-gay language over the span of a 7-year period. Las Vegas, Nevada, September 26. Head coach John Gruden of the Las Vegas Raiders argues a call during the second half of a game against the Miami Dolphins at Allegiant Stadium on September 26, 2021 in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Raiders defeated the Dolphins 31-28 in overtime. Photo by Chris Unger / Getty Images. "I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction," Gruden said in a statement Monday night announcing his resignation. "Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry, I never meant to hurt anyone." The emails were found during an NFL investigation into workplace misconduct allegations against the Washington football team. Allen was the team's general manager from 2009 to 2019. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.